That's all it means.
Mr. President.
Yeah.
Dr. Kissinger.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Henry.
Mr. President.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to give the word to Dobrynin so that when
sure.
I get the news
good.
Of the strike.
Good.
He said that's the most cheerful news he's had all day. I didn't even say we had agreed. I just said that you were considering it seriously and you'd let me know finally tomorrow
yeah.
that you were leaning towards it right now.
Good.
He
good.
Said he'd pass it on to Moscow right away because he thinks it will affect their decisions importantly.
Well, that's what I think. But I hope, and then you told him that I felt that you ought to go to discuss not only this, but the summit itself.
Absolutely.
That must have, that's, see, I think that's what'll make a sale with them, too.
Oh, yes.
And how did that get through?
Oh, Mr. President, he was slobbering. Then Brezhnev saw the Hanoi ambassador today and made a statement of support. And I showed this to my Soviet expert who doesn't know a damn thing about Vietnam. And I said, what do you think? He said, if we made a statement like that about an ally, I would conclude that we are getting ready to screw him.
Right.
It's, you know, it's a sort of a mild, it says nothing.
That's why we got to keep the Russian thing in Canada. Don't you think?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost certainly.
Well, we're working on it a little. I'm changing a little to get the rhythm a little bit, but... We can decide it tomorrow. Now, in the meantime, you get up there to the other, and we'll just hope to get the strike
the
off.
President,
is the weather improving any?
Yes. By tomorrow, we can make a massive...
Would you have any objection if... Now, you'll get me back from New York if I had Haig... I won't have a chance to see him because I'm going to stay up there tomorrow until around noon, and... could I have Haig see me there, or do you want to, shall I, you and I see Haig together, or what, Di?
No, I have no objection to you seeing...
You know what I mean? I'd just like to get, I want Haig to have the feeling of how...
Well, if
or
I,
maybe he doesn't need it. Good God, I guess not.
I think he knows you're thinking, Mr. President.
I think he does, too.
If you were to see him, it'd be perhaps better tonight, because tomorrow...
Well, how about my doing this? How about my taking him with me and... up to Camp David and seeing him for an hour there tonight and then sending him back.
That would be fine.
Fine. All right, tell him to be ready to go with me at 4:30.
Good.
And that he can come back around 7 o'clock tonight. Is that all right?
That would be fine, Mr.
Fine.
President,
okay.
He could cover here.
Good. Good deal.
Marvelous.